I can't tell you enough about Michael and David. I've known them for over 20 years, and they're tremendous musicians. They are thinking, caring people with hearts of gold, and it's just such a pleasure to welcome them here. We'll talk a little bit and catch up, but from Ann Arbor, Michigan, by way of Syracuse, New York, they love you so much that they left New York this morning to be here to play today. Here, r/is Mustard's Retreat.
Start in the morning, the sun would be dawning. It would be dark before I was through. There'd be flowers for Mom in the garden, and guitars if my dad gets the blues. There'd be jelly and jam for my kid brother Sam, packed into his smelly old shoes. And the box said, "These wishes I'll grant you. You can make them great wishes. So small, choose well you wish, because when they are gone, if you wish again, you lose them all. If you wish again, you lose them all." So I wish that a dragon lived under my bed, whose love was unquestionably mine. And at night when I'm supposed to be sleeping, instead we would leap out the windows and fly. And my dragon would eat only moonbeams and thread, and what food I might leave on my plate. And would speak with a growly voice inside my head to keep me on the path that is straight. And the box said, "These wishes I'll grant you. Make them great wishes or small. Choose well when you wish, because when they are gone, if you wish again, you lose them all. If you wish again, you lose them all." I wish for some snow in the summer, and a much longer fall would be cool. The very last wish, I remember my friends, and wish this box would be found next by you. So if you found a box full of wishes, and each wish was a dream that came true, you could start in the morning, the sun would be dawning, it would be dark.
Mustard's Retreat at the Saturday Light Brigade. And there's such a full sound you hear. That's two guitars and two guys.
Pittsburgh and environs.
Yeah. They just
We are so happy to be here. Yeah. Nice to see you, and nice to see Ricky and meet Robert. It's in this beautiful studio. We haven't been here yet. It's great. Museum here is wonderful. We got a chance to walk around and take some photos. We got Michael with his electric guitar plugged into that
sculpture. Yeah.
The sculpture outside.
We like the sculpture where they took all these cars and rolled them into a ball.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I was able to find a place to plug in. So I plugged in my guitar out there.
We got some pictures. We're going to put it up on our website. Yeah.
That's you know, that sculpture is a Jeep. It's a maybe a 1970s-ish
Jeep. Looked like it's a
Jeep.
Couple of Jeeps.
and the Jeep, I don't think it's a secret. It was donated by Teresa Hines, Carey. And I kept wondering, this Jeep was in the parking lot for a long time, and I kept wondering what was going to become of it. And I learned it was going to become art. And it was hand disassembled by a great artist whose name is Kenny. He took it apart and he did a lot of the work in front of kids as he was doing it. So it was really cool.
Well, what we're going to use it for is well, sometimes I do an MC thing, you know, and I have to tell somebody that, you know, there's a you know, Ford pickup truck, you know, parked in the wrong place. And if it's not moved, if you don't, and here's the license number, you know, and if you don't move it, it's going to be towed and crushed, you know. And so now I can tell them it's going to be towed and rolled into a ball, and I can show them the picture.
It's perfect.
It That's is.
I'm sure Kenny Marshall, the artist, would probably love a commission to just go in there and do that in real time.
Right. That's right. He could work for this. There's a towing company in Ann Arbor, Michigan that's like the Lincoln Park Pirates, if you've heard of them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, he could work for them. And,
well,
probably get a grant to do it.
Michael, how long has it been for you guys now playing together?
Well, let me think. One of the first songs that we ever learned together, David and me, when we started, we were cooks in this restaurant. And we were actually a pretty good team in the restaurant before we realized that we had music in common. So we got together, and one of the first songs we ever learned was called Nixon on a Raft.
Wow.
Nixon on a Raft on a Monday morning. Oh, what a wonderful sight to see, with Haldeman forward and Ehrlichman aft, just sitting there sinking with Nixon on a raft.
That was 74.
1974. You know, that tells you.
See, Nixon on a Raft sounds like diner lingo. You know, like
right, yeah.
All these expressions.
It's actually submariner lingo. It's adapted from a British song called Chicken on a Raft, and that was what they referred to.
Describing Navy food, right?
Right, right. Yeah. Huh. So that song was folk processed into Nixon on a Raft, and
well, we've never forgotten it. You know, it's like so we measure our career in terms of how many presidents we've been through.
So that's quite a few now, actually.
So we have so much we want to sing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we were talking. We actually drove all night. We got through at Utica. We left about 11:30 last night and drove through the night. And we're discussing all the songs we had to sing for you. And so we're going to do this song with a dulcimer. It's called The First Flower. Michael and I are a pretty good songwriting team. And we were on tour. I gave him this song that I had started. And he looked at all of it. I was driving. He looked at all of it. And he said, "I like that line." And he took that line and he wrote this song around it.
Well, that's the way we work. I mean, it's like David had a jumble of ideas. And it seemed to me that most of those ideas belonged in a different song. So it's like that's, you know, and it's like he would never have thought of that. So that's the way we work sometimes. So let's see. What we're going to play here, we should describe it for the radio audience. This is an Appalachian dulcimer. Strum that thing. That's what it sounds like. It's an Appalachian dulcimer. People might have heard of the hammered dulcimer. That's the big one with 50 strings on it, or I don't know how many strings they have on. I can't count that high. But they have so many strings on it that if you break one, so what, you know? You got more. Like one of those big trucks, you know, it's got plenty of wheels on it.
So this is for this time of year. It's called The First Flower, celebrating the daffodils.
Last fall, Dad took me with him to a curious garden store. There were rakes and pots and bags of stuff, snow blowers by the door. He said, "We'll buy 100 bulbs, and please don't tell your mom. We'll plant them all throughout the yard after the raking's done." Of flowers, Dad, and I promised not to tell. He said, "These are extra special, son. These are yellow daffodils." Well, winter came and I forgot. Mother did not know. There was for her a grand surprise, asleep beneath the snow. Beneath the snow, something Mother does not know. There before her loving eyes, we planned the spring surprise. Dad was gone on business, and Mom was kind of sad. So I grabbed her hand and I said, come see, something's out in the yard. Well, she laughed and danced around me, and she cried from being glad. She said, the daffodil was the first flower I ever got from your dad. She said, the daffodil was the first flower I ever got from your dad. Beneath the snow, something mother does not know. There before her loving eyes, we planned a spring surprise. Beneath the snow, something mother does not know. There before her loving eyes, we planned a spring surprise. The first flower.
Sweet song from Mustard's Retreat. I do want to be sure we get as much music in as we can. They're performing in a house concert tonight in Mount Lebanon. I'll give you details about that so you can write it down in a second, or you can go to our website at slbradio.org, click right through, and you'll get to Mustard's Retreat's site. What's next?
Well,
you know,
good question.
Let's do Winkin' and Blinkin' and Nod.
Oh, there you go. Nice song. Great. You
know, David remembers this from his own childhood. I mean, me, I'm in my second childhood, but David hasn't really gotten over his first.
So I was home at my mom's over Christmas, and I started writing this piece of music. And I thought, I have no idea, which is fairly typical for me, I have no idea what words could go with this. So I opened an old family book of poetry, and it fell right open to this poem. And it was perfect. This is a poem I remember my aunts reading to me at bedtime. I've always loved this. So it's new music to an old poem.
So now David's playing a six-string acoustic guitar, and that's what it sounds like. And me, I'm going to play a drum called an African djembe. D-J-E-M-B-E, djembe.
One night sailed off in a wooden shoe, sailed on a river of crystal light into a sea of dew. Where are you going and what do you wish? The old moon asked the three. We have come to fish for the herring fish that live in the beautiful sea. Nets of silver and gold have we, said Winkin' and Blinkin' and Nod. Song as they rocked in the wooden shoe, and the wind that sped them all night long ruffled the sea of dew. The little stars were the herring fish that lived in the beautiful sea. Now cast your nets wherever you wish, never a fear to read. So cried the stars to the fishermen three, winking and blinking and nod. Stars in the twinkling foam. Then down from the sky came the wooden shoe, bringing the fishermen home. 'Twas all so lovely, a sail it seemed, as if it could never be. And some folk thought 'twas a dream they dreamed of sailing that beautiful sea. But I shall name you fishermen three, winking and blinking and nodding. Thank you.
to nod his little head. And the wooden shoe that sailed the skies, a wee one's trundle bed. So shut your eyes now as mother sings of wonderful sights that be. And you will see all those beautiful things as you rock on a misty sea. Where the old shoe rocked the fishermen three, winking, blinking, and nod.
Mustard's Retreat. I don't know if you can hear that applause coming through the glass. Yes. We have Girl Scouts from McKeesport here. Hi, girls. And they were swaying and enjoying that song immensely.
Well, all right. So I have got a little poem. It was written about 100 years ago by a guy named Guy Wetmore Carlyle, I think. And I thought about it listening to the show as I was driving down here. It's called The Embarrassing Episode of Little Miss Muffet. Little Miss Muffet discovered a tuffet, which hadn't occurred to the rest of us. And as 'twas a June day, and just about noonday, she wanted to eat like the best of us. Her diet was whey, and I hasten to say it is wholesome, and people grow fat on it. The spot being lonely, the lady not only discovered the tuffet, but sat on it. A rivulet gabbled beside her and babbled, as rivulets always are thought to do. And dragonflies sported around and cavorted, as poets say dragonflies ought to do. When glancing aside for a moment, she spied a horrible sight that brought fear to her. A hideous spider was sitting beside her, and most unavoidably near to her. Albeit unsightly, the creature politely said, "Madam, I earnestly vow to you, I'm penitent that I did not bring my hat. I should otherwise certainly bow to you." Though eager to please, he was so ill at ease that he lost all his sense of propriety and grew so inept that he clumsily stepped in her plate, which is barred in society. This curious error completed her terror. She shuddered, and growing much paler, not only left Tuffet, but dealt him a buffet, which doubled him up in a sailor's knot. It should be explained that at this he was pained. He cried, "I have vexed you, no doubt. Your fist's like a truncheon." "You're still in my luncheon," was all that she answered. "Get out." The moral is this: be it madam or miss to whom you have something to say, it is only absurd if you get in the curd, but it's rude if you get in the way. Oh, a fan of ours brought me a poetry book, you know, in February to our a concert, and I found that poem. I thought, that is just delightful. We love the use
it's
of language.
A groaner.
It's a groaner.
It's good.
So
funny
when
he does that on stage. So sometimes the audience will just, by the end of it, they'll get it and they'll fill in the line too. They'll say, "In the way."
I view that as a public service for folks working on their income tax this weekend.
That's right.
Who might be reading the IRS instructions, and which are about as to regular language as that might be to the version of little, you know, the poem that we know.
Right. Now, the patriotism meter dips really low at this time of year.
Indeed.
In all parts of the country, it's really true.
Mustard's Retreat is here and tonight, and there's lots of seats already taken, but still some available. They're going to be at a house concert at the home of Tanya Bickerman, and I thought I had her. I do have her number jotted down. It's in Mount Lebanon, 412-422-4662 for details on that house concert. House concerts are just small, intimate performances.
Right, and if you've never been to one,
They are fun. I mean, we enjoy them. It's a chance to actually meet people, get to know your friends and neighbors, people who are interested in this music. Talk to us. We love talking to people, getting stories. And Michael grew up, actually was born around here.
I was born here. It's good to be back, I should say.
I should mention you have greetings from Georgia by way of Craig, who specifically timed his bike ride around being back at the radio at 11 o'clock so he could hear
thank
you.
Thank you. Excellent.
Greetings from Norman in New Hampshire, listening on a portable phone.
Hello, Norman.
And greetings from Ron in Maryland. And just for good measure, Madeline in Ross Township, just north of Pittsburgh, is listening to all us.
From New Zealand. Isn't that interesting? Well, they're probably sleeping.
Well, we do have occasional British, and yeah, what's crazy is I'll go to bed listening to BBC at night, and then when I get here in the morning, we have a frequent listener from London who tunes in, and one from Kent who tunes in. So it's like we must be in the wrong places, you know. I want their stuff; he wants our stuff.
Well, it's great. Well, you know, the internet makes it possible for people to find something as wonderful as this. You know, before the internet, you know, you could only hear it in Pittsburgh, and now you can hear it all around the world. I mean, it makes for a broader community.
It does, and a lot of people, you know, talk about the internet bringing isolation, and actually, like most things in life, it can be used for good or used for anti-good.
One of those little preference boxes that you can check.
Yeah. There's lots of things you can do, and it does bring together people. And you can go to Mustard's Retreat's website, which is easy. It's just mustardsretreat.com.
Yep.
And we've linked there, too, in case you can't jot it down. These guys have recorded a number of terrific CDs, and as I mentioned before, just they're songwriters, multi-instrumentalists, and just terrific to have around.
Thank you. And you can go to – we have a Facebook site as well, Mustard Retreat on Facebook, which is really interactive. A lot of our fans post pictures and comments. And
some of them are embarrassing.
Yes, old photos of us because we've been around for a while.
I saw some of those this morning, actually, and I have a few of me, too, that occasionally show up. But I saw one from 79 I was looking at this morning on your Facebook page.
You know, we had a 20-year-old open for us last night. I mean, we've been performing almost twice as long.
Let's see if I can say his name right on the air. Nick Pinch.
I don't know. Very, very talented. I just
think
remember
I got
Nick.
It almost right.
So
he was great, great picker.
You know, and if anybody out there, we don't have a whole lot of time left, but wants a song in particular, maybe we can fit it in. Just email or call.
Zap the radio station with an email, and we'll see if we can get it.
Yeah, just use instant input at our website at slbradio.org, and it indeed is incredibly, incredibly instant.
Let's do There's a Dance. This is kind of a community celebration song.
Okay. So now David's going to play his six-string acoustic, and I'm going to play my electric bass. And this is what the electric bass sounds like.
There's a dance tonight underneath the harvest moon. Oh, honey, won't you come along with me? Folks will watch the kids. We can dance the way we did back when you were shy and I was 23. You were a lovely sight to see, dancing every dance with me. And that cotton dress you'd wear matched the flowers in your hair. And there's a magic in the night with the moon shining so bright. Oh honey, won't you come along with me? Again, long time lovers, best of friends, through the changes and the years we have remained. And what was sparked is now a glow, waiting only breath to blow. It
like kindling once again into a flame. Summer leans into the fall, full of stories to recall. Apple wine and autumn wind in the company of friends. And let the music fine and sweet lift the years from off our feet. And remember times we'll never see again. And there's a dance tonight underneath the harvest moon. Oh, honey, won't you come along with me? Folks will watch the kids. We can dance the way we did back when you were shy and I was 23. You were a lovely sight to see, dancing every dance with me. And that cotton dress you'd wear matched the flowers in your hair. And there's a magic in the night with the moon shining so bright. Oh, honey, won't you come along?
Nicely done. And your beloved in McKeesport. The Girl Scouts from McKeesport are there. And, you know, we'd open the door and have you guys in. There's so many musical instruments in here right now, which you can't see, but that's the reason why the door isn't open.
Right. They actually have, it looks like you'd see, it's a ukulele made out of a cigar box.
That's Rob's. I think it's a banjo, actually.
Is it a banjo? I saw it had four strings. A tenor banjo made out of, that's a real cigar box, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and if you girls are around at the end of the show, we're going to come out. We know a piece that we got from the Girl Scouts that it's kind of visual, but we would love to do it with you.
If there's, you know, we can open the door and I can't see very well, but we can certainly do that if you're comfortable.
You know, well, it's not so much a song as it's a
oh, it's a visual.
It's a visual thing and acting
out. Off the air, isn't it?
Yeah. So,
We haven't run the test patterns in a long time.
All right. So, I'm going to play my drum again because we got these girls out there. Let's do "Living in the Dream."
Another new song for us.
And we just had a request. Let's see, Cindy is listening in Central Ohio. And says hello. Do you know Cindy?
Cindy, we do. We don't have a song about chocolate, though.
Her last name starts with an R. Ask Michael and David if they would do planting trees, she says.
Oh, you know, I don't have that guitar in here today. Cindy, sorry. We will do it at the festival, though, next month, I assure you.
Cindy, I know you understand. And we also had a request for me to repeat the house concert number, which is 412-422-4662. Only three digits in that number, 412-422-4662.
Well, that's
four digits. I really got to quit analyzing stuff.
So this is a song for all of us as a community. David was talking about house concerts, and there is like a whole movement all over the whole country. House concerts are kind of cool. They're kind of under the radar. They take place generally in people's homes, in the neighborhoods. If they're smart, they invite the neighbors in, you know, so they don't get into trouble with the neighbors. And, you know, invite the neighbors in, give them a free meal, and the neighbors get involved in it, and then everybody's happy. So, yeah, it's great. It's a great way for performers to play really close. You know, you're playing in somebody's living room. You know, so it's pretty much they're looking, you know, right down the barrel of your bass if you have one. And
I think they're actually using a community center tonight.
Okay.
So
good. So there'll be room.
Yes.
We'll try
yes.
to pack them in then. All right. So here's the song. This is called "Living in the Dream." And it's brand new, and so we're going to try to get a clean start on this one. It's just in case we get a recording of it. So, ready, everybody? Ready?
along. Voices in the clear. Welcome to the song. Glad to find you here. Row, row, row your boat gently downstream. Dawn, we will keep the smiles. Row, row, row your boat gently downstream, merrily afloat, living in the dream. Row, row, row your boat gently downstream, merrily afloat, living in the dream.
That's a nice sound. That's a great song. Mustard's Retreat and tonight's house concert. Again, we keep getting a request to repeat this information, which is always, excuse me, always our pleasure to do that.
And it is posted, I think.
Yeah, it is posted at mustardsretreat.com. I was just there a second ago, and you would have thought I would have stayed there. Here it is. It's at 750 Washington Road in Mount Lebanon at 7:30, 412-422-4662. And contact us anytime today, and we'll email you back with the information
if need be. House concerts are great. You know, they bring people together that might not ordinarily meet each other. And sometimes they turn it into a potluck where it's like people get together and they get together to talk with each other and have the potluck. And then whoever plays is almost doesn't, you know, it's like whoever.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you have friends over to watch TV, like have friends over to like listen to music and watch musicians. It's not. I mean, it's a very natural thing to do.
I think it's cool that sometimes the performer becomes secondary.
Yeah, yeah, and really, we love doing them. We love meeting people and hearing their stories. And you know, last night some folks came down. They said, "We heard your music on Pandora," and then we went and bought it on iTunes. And 2 days later, we saw that this concert was being announced right in our hometown, and we're coming in.
Wow!
You know, it's like
we were thrilled.
Yeah. So if you've never been to a house concert, this is a great one. This is a great group of people. The Bickermans are like our family on the road.
Family. Here in Pittsburgh. David coined the phrase road family.
And they are. You will have a. It'll be a great time. This is a great, interesting. This is an interesting group of people in folk music, and.
We have a whole bunch of different songs we can play.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah, and so we're running out of time. So
yeah, we have about 4 minutes of radio time, which is probably one song. I can't believe how fast this has gone.
Well, this is a song.
Hit it, David.
This is a song for people who can think for themselves and value community and common ground. It's called Ours is a Simple Faith. Ours is a simple faith. Life is a short embrace. Heaven is in this place every day. Hope is the ground we till. Make each day what you will. Thankful for dreams fulfilled. No room in this heart for fear. No judgment day drawing near. Trust that inner voice you hear every day. Life's not a goal or race. It's about heart and faith and living a life of grace every day. Simple faith, life is.
is a short embrace. Heaven is in this place every day. Hope is the ground we till. Make each day what you will. Thankful for dreams fulfilled every day. Trust is an open hand, making an honest stand, rooted here in the land. Every day, live in the mystery, seeking the harmony here between you and me. Every day. Is a simple faith. Life is a short embrace. Heaven is in this place every day. Hope is the ground we till. Make each day what you will. Thankful for dreams fulfilled. Simple faith. Life is a short embrace. Heaven is in this place every day. Hope is the ground we till. Make each day one.